For instance, the average guy, if you insult his mother, he may just react immediately and try to punch you or something like that, or he may insult you back. It will just be automatic because he's operating on the emotional level. Because he's operating on the emotional level, his response is 100% predictable. You know, if you push a button, he will respond. And you can, once you know a person that's centered on the emotional level, you can pretty much predict how he's going to respond whenever you press an emotional button. On the mental level, it's different. You can insult him, and if the mind says it's best to say nothing, he can let it just pass by. But if the mind says this guy needs taught a lesson, then he will figure out the best way to do it. Yeah, Brian.
I hear a lot of people using the term pain body. Does that fit into any of this? I kind of have a sense of when they're talking about, and I hear it, whether it's on TV or whatever else stuff that people are beginning to use pain body.
Yeah, that's from Eckhart Tolle.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, and the pain body is what the Scientologists call the reactive body. And that's...
But it doesn't fit into what... Is that another...
Yeah, it doesn't really fit into what we're saying, but... The reactive body is a part of our makeup, which when we have painful experiences in our life, it makes like a hypnotic recording in our essence that affects us down the road. Yeah, we might talk about that...
Is it on the esoteric plane? Or the physical?
No,
plane?
The physical plane. Yeah. Like.
Well, because even in physical therapy, they had me watch a thing and they would talk about pain body or something.
Yeah, Tolle is taking the Scientologist reactive body and he's renamed it.
Okay, thank you.
But, the way that works is. Yeah.
On the same note, is the intuitive body. What I would maybe call the spiritual body, our spirits. Where does our spiritual body fit in? Is there a spiritual body?
Okay, we have seven bodies altogether. Okay, and now if you're from a regular religious standpoint, they figure we have the physical body and the spirit, and that's pretty much it. But our makeup is much more complex than that. Our essence that came from God, when it came down to the physical world, it's the best analogy is to the deep sea diver. The deeper you're going to go dive under the ocean, the more equipment you need. If you're just going a few feet, you don't need anything but a swimming suit. If you go deeper, then you need more equipment. If you go really deep, then you need equipment made of steel or something very strong. If you go 7 miles under, made the Titanic? What's his name? James Cameron. James Cameron went 7 miles under. He had to build a special, super duper dive piece of equipment to go under. It was pretty brave of him to do that. And he went, I believe, 7 miles under. So he had to spend millions of dollars making this special submarine that could endure the extreme pressure. Now, for us to descend from the pure essence that we were when we were in the beginning with God, we had to put on various pieces of equipment as we descended down into physical matter. And there are seven layers that we descended down. Okay? The first layer was what we call the divine space. The second layer is the monad, the monadic sphere. I won't explain to you what all these are right now, but it'll take too long. And the monad... The best way to explain that is in the beginning there was like divine space of which we were all an infinitesimal point in this divine space. Now, what happens in one sphere is symbolized in other spheres. And if we look up in the sky at night, we see all kinds of stars up there. We see space and stars. Now, space, how many spaces are there? There's just one space up there. It's everywhere, though, right? Space is everywhere. It's right here, and it's here, and it's up in the sky. It's between the stars. Space is everywhere. And so the divine space is everywhere. Now, in the divine space, when we look up, we see points begin to materialize, which are stars. Now, in the divine space, one of the stars that materialized was you. You broke through the divine space to become a reality in the monadic sphere. And then you descended down to a lower sphere still and took on more equipment, and this is called the atmic. And this is a sphere where divine ideas are in circulation. So this is where when you descended this far, you were in a sphere where there's all kinds of ideas. Every idea that could be possibly thought of was circulating in this sphere. Atmic. A-T-M-I-C. Yeah.
Okay, here I can see my equipment is this. In the atmic, what is my equipment?
It's pure energy. Right, it's not form as we know it here, but it's an energy. Right, you're like a ball of energy that was exploring the world of ideas. Okay, and then the next level down is called the buddhic or buddhic sphere. And yeah, like Buddha, B-U. D-D-H-I-C, I think. And in the buddhic sphere, that's the preparation for transmission from the higher to the lower. So these divine ideas have to go somewhere. And the thought is, when physical reality is created, we want the divine ideas to go from the higher to the lower. And in this sphere, the buddhic sphere, is the transmission sphere. It transmits the ideas from the higher to the lower. And so this is a sphere where the technology to transmit ideas is created. And it's a lower vibration still. And up to this point, you don't have any physical form. Physical form is created with your intelligence. You can visualize all these things, but we aren't in physical form yet. And then the next sphere down is a mental sphere. And this is the first world of actual form. And in the mental sphere, you take on a mental body, and the mental body actually has form. But it's very pliable in the mental world. You can take on any form that you want to. You can visualize any form, and then you can occupy it. And you can create, you can do all kinds of creation in the mental world. Then the next sphere down is called the astral or the emotional world. And this is the world where most people associate with the spirit world, because that's where most people go after they die. And here, form is created by feeling and desire. So if you desire an apple, you reach out your hand and desire an apple, well, it'll show up there. In the mental sphere, if you think an apple, it will show up. But in the emotional sphere, you have to desire the apple, and it can materialize.
Yeah. I enjoy your I guess, analogy that you use a lot of time, playing golf. And what it would be like, how we play golf here, and how would you play golf in the astral? And how would you play golf in the mental? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I almost forgot about that.
If you can, not now, but sometime, because yeah. I'd like to read. I can't find it, and I can't remember it very well.
Oh. Well, okay, I'll talk about that sometime. In just a minute then. Yeah, okay. So anyway, then, To go to the highest, we're diving down deeper and deeper, and we got more equipment. So you put on your mental body when you dive into the mental world. Then you dive into the astral world, and you put on more equipment with your astral body, which in most religions, that's your spiritual body. And so you have now two bodies of form, the mental body and the astral body. And they're both very pliable when you're out of the body. You're not set to any particular form, but you work in with the ideas of form. And in preparation for occupying a physical body, you actually help to design the body that you will materialize on the earth. But on the earth, in the physical, the creation is much more difficult than anything above. Because to create an apple on the higher world, you just have to desire it or think it. But now on this world, we actually have to grow a tree and water it and go through a long process and then pick it. And it takes a long time to create an apple here. It's a lot more difficult to influence reality here than in the higher worlds. Now, we were talking about the challenges that God makes. He makes this game real hard. Well, once we get down to the physical, it gets really tough. It gets really tough to make change, to make improvements, or to get what you want. This is where the real challenge is. In the higher worlds, it's not so great of a challenge, but it's like we're like diving down 7 miles below the ocean, where it's really dark and it's really hard to navigate, and it takes a lot of energy to get anything done. And so here, it's like we're trying to move in honey compared to the higher worlds.